Schumer toured the Center for Internet Security in East Greenbush, just outside Albany. It's a firm that contracts with the Federal Department of Homeland Security to provide technical expertise to help local boards of elections in all 50 states as well as U.S. territories. It helps them protect their systems from hackers, including potential attacks from Russia and China. CIS is credited with first discovering evidence of Russian interference in the 2016 elections in the U.S.
There's no principle more important to our democracy than free and fair elections. Russia knows that. China knows that. And they want to interfere in our elections so people don't trust them any longer. And if people no longer trust the freeness, fairness, preciseness of our elections, this could be real trouble for our democracy.
The anti-hacking programs developed by CIS are offered free of charge, but the state and local governments need funding to implement the technology. Schumer is asking Congress to include the Election Security Act, sponsored by Minnesota Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar, in the new federal budget due this fall. It would, among other things, provide $1 billion in grants to local boards of elections to harden their systems and offer cybersecurity training for staff,
which would provide aid to the boards of elections throughout the country so that they can avoid Russian and other countries' interference in our elections.
President Donald Trump has said he does not believe reports of Russia trying to hack into U.S. election systems, and he says if there was meddling, he does not think it influenced the outcome of the 2016 elections. Senator Schumer says he does not believe that the White House is taking potential threats seriously. Schumer points out that FBI Director Christopher Wray has said he expects the Russians and others to step up efforts to try to interfere with the 2020 presidential elections.
Somehow, the administration has not really jumped. The military gets it. The intelligence agencies get it. The FBI gets it. But the White House hasn't risen to their level of alarm.
Schumer says New York is better prepared than many states to protect its elections from potential hackers. The state several years ago switched from the old-style lever voting machines to paper ballots, which are essential if hacking occurs and a recount is necessary. The senator says some Republicans in Congress are against the additional funding, but he says it's needed and it should not become a partisan issue. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.